Good afternoon. A storm system located south of Long Island continues to slowly strengthen and pull in moisture off of the Atlantic Ocean. This is producing generally cloudy skies across interior New York and New England, and through the afternoon, we'll have occasional showers passing through, especially closer to the coast. The shower activity will intensify as we go through the overnight period as the storm continues to gain strength. The breeze will pick up later this afternoon, and temperatures will be in the lower to middle 50s. Overnight tonight, with frequent rain showers, the wind will pick up out of the east-northeast and become gusty as temperatures drop back into the mid-40s. We'll continue with rain tomorrow, otherwise cloudy and breezy, along with chilly weather, and highs will only be in the upper 40s to around 50 with persistent rain showers. We may even see some heavier bursts of rain, especially across the higher terrain. Finally, this system, both at the mid and lower levels of the atmosphere, will begin to lift out during the day on Friday. Still, its effects will be felt in the form of mostly cloudy skies and an occasional shower through Friday afternoon. Temperatures will bounce into the middle and upper 50s. We'll continue the drying trend on Friday night, and we'll start off with some sunshine for the first part of the weekend on Saturday morning. However, another fast-moving but weak disturbance will slide in on Saturday afternoon, and clouds will be on the increase with the chance of a late-day shower. Highs on Saturday will be in the upper 50s to around 60. The upper-level part of this disturbance will take most of the day on Sunday to lift through. As a result, still the risk of a shower, but mainly dry, breezy, and cool, with in-and-out sunshine on the second half of the weekend, highs back into the mid-50s. On Monday, a ridge of high pressure will build in, and with mostly sunny skies, it'll be milder, back into the lower 60s, and even a southerly wind will make it warmer on Tuesday, with a mix of sun and clouds in the middle to upper 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that coastal low will slowly intensify south of Long Island, and periods of heavy rainfall will impact coastal sections of the Northeast through Friday. Flood watches are out for most of eastern and coastal New England for the potential of 2 to as much as 5 inches of rain. In addition, winds will increase and seas will become rough as the storm builds. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Depression 9, located about 120 miles west-southwest of Campeche, Mexico. The depression is moving toward the east near 6 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue for the next couple of days. On the forecast track, the center of the tropical cyclone will be near the east coast of the Mexican state of Campeche later today and tonight. Maximum sustained winds are near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Strengthening is forecast, and the depression is expected to become a tropical storm later today. The depression is expected to produce total rainfall accumulations of 5 to 10 inches across the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico, with maximum totals of 15 inches possible. These rainfall amounts may produce life-threatening flash floods. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and breezy with occasional showers in the upper 50s, Boston, cloudy, breezy, showers in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs right around 50 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees, the average low, 38, the record high, 86, set in 1979, and the record low, 20, in 1959. Sunrise this morning, 7:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:02 p.m. 10 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, breezy, and cool today with scattered showers, mainly this afternoon, with highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy and breezy with rain tonight, some heavy pockets, also areas of fog, and lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy, breezy, and cool today with scattered showers and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy and breezy with rain tonight, some heavier pockets of rain as well, and fog developing with lows in the mid-40s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks, cloudy, breezy, and cool today with scattered showers and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy and breezy with rain tonight, some heavier pockets, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-40s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Cloudy and breezy. Cool today with scattered showers and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy and breezy with rain tonight and some heavier pockets. Also areas of fog with lows in the middle 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy, breezy, and cool today with scattered showers and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy and breezy with rain tonight and some heavier pockets, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, rain likely, breezy as well with highs around 50. Mostly cloudy, a few showers Friday, middle to upper 50s. Sunshine giving way to clouds with a late day shower Saturday in the upper 50s to around 60. Breezy and cool Sunday, a few scattered showers in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny, lower 60s on Monday, and warmer on Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds, middle to upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.